This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Given thousands of related jobs, but only hundreds of computer science college graduates, Alabama's trying to ramp up its computer science education. That includes a new policy allowing those classes to count toward core math requirements. WBHM's Dan Carson concludes the Southern Education Desk series, Priming the Pump for STEM in the South, with a visit to a Birmingham area class that's leading the way.
It just won't let you have an error.
So now start out my variable?
Yeah. So now add another one and see if it works.
Hoover High School junior Griffin Davis is all about his computer science class.
Honestly, this is probably my favorite part of the day because I get to come in here and I get to be on the cutting edge of things. So, like, I get to be what's next.
He's engineered 3D printed parts that'll help drones drop probes into a nearby river. He's helped teach programming to grade schoolers. That's the type of interest this new class is meant to spark. It's a more accessible version of an AP course, sort of like a science class for non-science majors.
I would love it if every student had a course that incorporated some concepts of technology.
Jill Westerlin teaches about 40 computer science students at Hoover High.
There's no way that computer science isn't a part of everything, whether you're a mechanic, whether you're an engineer, whether you're an accountant.
The nonprofit Code.org wants to smooth that pathway from class to career. It's teamed up with educators to boost the number of computer science teachers in the state from 50 to 100 by next school year. This year, comp sci classes can count toward math graduation requirements. I asked Griffin Davis about it.
That definitely makes sense. Programming is a whole bunch of data, and you just have to interpret it and then make it easy to use.
Actually, in Florida, they're talking about letting computer programming be a foreign language.
It definitely is. The reason I really enjoy programming is, like, I picked up Spanish really easily, so language came easily to me. And then I like building things, too. I've wanted to be an engineer since I was born, basically. So what programming allows me to do is really put those two things together.
Speaking of language, Davis says of computer science what foreign language experts say about their field.
Started earlier, elementary school.
And after more than two decades of teaching, Jill Westerlin agrees. As for allowing computer science to count toward math graduation requirements, she sees pros and cons.
A student would be able to take more credits toward what their goal is in college or the workforce. The con, if they're going to go on to college, do you really want to miss a year of drill down math on a daily basis? Because computer science is built on math, but it's not the same as math homework and math problems every single day.
Oh, right here.
But she also thinks the pairing could ultimately increase funding for computer science classes and access for kids across Alabama.
All right, now it's going to work.
Yeah.
Enter your first.
The results remain to be seen because the policy and the partnership are so new. What seems certain now, though, is more kids are getting fired up and engaged in computer science, and probably becoming very employable in the process.
Statement. Perfect.
Hello.
Now,
yes.
So now you need to add another variable.
Right here.
Copy these and build out your algorithm to have the new variables. So,
perfect.
Like,
thank you.
For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You've got to close two of them.
So you got to put a parentheses in the beginning and then a parentheses at the bottom, at the end.
Southern Education Desk is supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.